This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on community radio 3CR.
News and views from the dole queues.
Fighting back against the poverty machine. Breadline is broadcast from the stolen unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people. The unfairness of the so-called welfare system disproportionately affects Indigenous people.
Down with mutual obligations.
Raise the rate. Fair and equal treatment for all.
Yes, this is Breadline, which of course you are listening to on Radio 3CR. What is Breadline? Breadline is the whip on the back of all wage slaves. The workhouse, work for the dole, living under a property below the poverty line. That's what we unemployed people are used as the danger for everybody else. And that's why we have a union, and that's why workers have to unite and be conscious of their need to struggle and what they are fighting against. And I think it's important that we remember why we have a union. We remember the history from which we come, and where our movement therefore needs to go. We must know the truth about our history. And I'm going to mention some names that I'm going to dedicate this show to today. My name's Hank, by the way. We're not specifically going to be talking about problems of the dole today, but they are problems of us as the Unemployed Workers Union, people who must survive by selling their labour as being wage slaves or starve and be bullied as we are. But those names I want to remind people of today include August Spiers, George Engel, Adolf Fischer, Albert Parsons, Louis Ling, Samuel Fielden, Michael Schwab, Oscar Niebuhr. Who are these people? Who were these people? Well, they are the people who are commonly known as the Chicago Martyrs of 1886. They were the inspiration for making May Day an International Day of Solidarity. And when is May Day? Well, we know it's on Friday. And I'm going to concentrate on the text because I think that's important to remember and to be aware of that things have not fundamentally changed since 1886 when these people that I just named were martyred, to whom I am dedicating this program today. May Day. We must know the truth. May the 1st. This is from a text called Reclaim May Day by a person called Anarcho. It was originally published 10 years ago. No, 20 years ago, I'm sorry, April the 30th, 2006. But things haven't changed since then, and things haven't changed since 1886. As you will hear in these texts, we're still against the same evil forces of oppression and exploitation. And this text was retrieved from www.anarchismo.net on the 28th of October, 2021. Reclaim May Day. May the 1st is a day of special significance for the labour movement. While it has been hijacked in the past by Stalinist bureaucracy in the Soviet Union and elsewhere, the Labour Movement Festival of May Day is a day of worldwide solidarity, a time to remember past struggles and demonstrate our hope for a better future, a day to remember that an injury to one is an injury to all. The history of May Day is closely linked with the anarchist movement and the struggles of working people for a better world. Indeed, it originated with the execution of four anarchists in Chicago in 1886 for organizing workers in the fight for the eight-hour day. Thus, May Day is a product of anarchy in action, of the struggle of working people using direct action in labor unions to change the world. It began in the 1880s in the USA. In 1884, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions of the United States and Canada, which changed its name in 1886 to the American Federation of Labor, passed a resolution which asserted that, quote, 8 hours shall constitute a legal day's work from and after May the 1st, 1886, and that we recommend to labor organizations throughout this district that they so direct their laws as to conform to this resolution. A call for strikes on May the 1st, 1886 was made in support of this demand. Excuse me. In Chicago, the anarchists were the main force in the labor movement. And partially as a result of their presence, the unions translated this call into strikes on May the 1st. The anarchists thought that the eight-hour day could only be won through direct action and solidarity. They considered that struggles for reforms like the eight-hour day were not enough in themselves. They viewed them as only one battle in an ongoing class war that would only end by social revolution and the creation of a free society. It was with these ideas that they organized and fought. And I'll just have a little break here with a song that comes from a little bit earlier than that, which was it was written during the Paris Commune in 1871. You'll be aware of this. This is the version of La Internacional in Spanish. It's the CNT FAI version. Arriba los pobres del mundo, en pie los esclavos sin pan. Alcémonos todos que llega la revolución social. La anarquía ha de emanciparnos, se dará la explotación. Final. La Internacional. Of course, the international solidarity of workers is the only way that we may overcome the terrible behavior and destructive forces of this system under which we live at the moment, who are organized as our enemy globally as well, internationally. Going back to 1888, however, so we remember these martyrs from which the May Day came. We will go, say, in Chicago alone, 400,000 workers went out, and the threat of strike action ensured that more than 45,000 were granted a shorter working day without striking. On May the 3rd, 1886, police fired into a crowd of pickets at the McCormick Harvester Machine Company, killing at least one striker, seriously wounding five or six others, and injuring an undetermined number. Anarchists called for a mass meeting the next day in Haymarket Square to protest the brutality. According to the mayor of Chicago, quote, "Nothing had occurred yet or looked likely to occur to require interference," unquote. However, as the meeting was breaking up, a column of 180 police arrived and ordered the meeting to end. At this moment, a bomb was thrown into the police ranks, who opened fire on the crowd. How many civilians were wounded or killed by the police was never exactly found out. A reign of terror swept over Chicago. Meeting halls, union offices, printing shops, and private homes were raided, usually without warrants. Such raids into working class areas allowed the police to round up all known anarchists and other socialists. Many suspects were beaten up and some bribed. Quote of J. Grinnell, the state's attorney, when a question was raised about search warrants, he said, "Make the raids first and look up the law afterwards." And may I just add that it hasn't changed today. Apparently, they do things without worrying too much about how right or wrong it is. Anyway, I'll continue. Eight anarchists were put on trial for accessory to murder. No pretense was made that any of the accused had carried out or even planned the bomb. Instead, the jury were told, quote, "Law is on trial. Anarchy is on trial. These men have been selected, picked out by the grand jury, and indicted because they were leaders. They are no more guilty than the thousands who follow them. Gentlemen of the jury, convict these men, make examples of them, hang them, and save our institutions, our society." Unquote. The jury was selected by a special bailiff, nominated by the state's attorney, and was composed of businessmen and the relative of one of the cops killed. The defense was not allowed to present evidence that the special bailiff had publicly claimed, quote, "I'm managing this case and I know what I'm about. These fellows are going to be hanged as certain as death," unquote. Not surprisingly, the accused were convicted. Seven were sentenced to death, one to 15 years imprisonment. An international campaign resulted in two of the death sentences being commuted to life. But the worldwide protest did not stop the US state. Of the remaining five, one, Louis Ling, cheated the executioner and killed himself on the eve of the execution. The remaining four, Albert Parsons, Albert Spies, George Engel and Adolf Fischer, were hanged on November the 11th, 1887. They are known in labour history as the Haymarket Martyrs. Between 150,000 and 500,000 lined the route taken by the funeral cortege, and between 10,000 to 25,000 were estimated to have watched the burial. In 1889, the American delegation attending the International Socialist Congress in Paris proposed that May the 1st be adopted as a workers' holiday. This was to commemorate working class struggle and, quote, "martyrdom of the Chicago Eight." Since then, May Day has become a day for international solidarity. In 1893, the new governor of Illinois made official what the working class in Chicago and across the world knew all along, and pardoned the martyrs because of their obvious innocence and because, quote, the trial was not fair. Authorities had believed at the time of the trial that such persecution would break the back of the labor movement. They were wrong. In the words of August Spears, when he addressed the court after he had been sentenced to die, he said, "If you think that by hanging us you can stamp out the labor movement, the movement from which the downtrodden millions, the millions who toil in misery and want, expect salvation, if this is your opinion, then hang us. Here you will tread on a spark, but there and there, behind you and in front of you, and everywhere, flames blaze up. It is a subterranean fire. You cannot put it out." That's Albert Speer, one of the executed before on his sentencing. At the time, and in the years to come, this defiance of the state and capitalism was to win thousands to anarchism, particularly in the US itself. Since the Haymarket event, anarchists have celebrated May Day on the 1st of May. The reformist unions and labour parties moved its marches to the first Sunday of the month. We do so to show our solidarity with other working class people across the world, to celebrate past and present struggles, to show our power and remind the ruling class of their vulnerability. As Nestor Makhno, the leader of the pre-anarchist territory in Ukraine, 1918-21, put it, quote from Nestor Makhno, "That day, those American workers attempted, by organizing themselves, to give expression to their protest against the iniquitous order of the state and capital of the property. The workers of Chicago had gathered to resolve in common the problems of their lives and their struggles. Today, too, the toilers regard the 1st of May as the occasion of a get-together when they will concern themselves with their own affairs and consider the matter of their emancipation or self-liberation." That was Nestor Makhno, quoted from in this text that I'm reading, which is called Reclaim May Day by Anarcho. And since we had Nestor Makhno, I'm going to play a song in the Russian language, which I'm actually singing. And I did with a little group I'm in, which is called Autonomous Zone. It's called March of the Anarchists.
Complex, flex, rex, life perplex, yo. Ties and shirts, be the spanner in the words. Over the wall, under the rubble, state power to double our trouble. Anarchy, burst a bubble, under black banner, united in struggle.
Yes, Marsh Anarchistov by me in a band called Autonomous Zone, which is the march of the anarchists from Russia and Ukraine in 1918. Back to one of the martyrs of the 1886 trial, from which May the 1st came, Oscar Niebuhr. He argued that what the crimes he was accused of, he said, "These are the crimes I have committed. I organized trade unions. I was for reduction of the hours of labor and the education of the laboring person, and the re-establishment of Die Arbeiterzeitung, the working people's paper." Anarchists were very active in the Central Labour Union and aimed to make it, in the words of Albert Parsons, one of the martyrs, the embryonic group of the future free society. The anarchists were also part of the International Working People's Association, called the Black International, which had representatives from 26 cities at its founding convention. The manifesto of the IWPA in Pittsburgh Congress in 1883 made these following points. This is, by the way, I'm just adding here, if we want to remember why we're a union, what unions are for, why we are struggling and what we're struggling for, it's not just to be able to buy more commodities and continue this destructive world, but remember these demands. That were in the manifesto of the International Working People's Association in 1883. First, destruction of the existing class rule, by all means, that is, by energetic, relentless, revolutionary and international action. Second, establishment of a free society based on cooperative organization of production. Third, free exchange of equivalent products by and between the productive organizations without commerce and profit. Fourth, organization of education on a secular, scientific, and equal basis for both sexes. Fifth, equal rights for all without distinction to sex or race. By the way, remember this is 1883, right? So that's very progressive. And sixth, regulation of all public affairs by free contracts between autonomous communes and associations resting on a federalistic basis. That, my friends, this is me, Hank, speaking, that, my friends, is the source of the ideas behind our May the 1st celebration, and those are the demands that we should go back to. And that is the truth about what the labour movement's proper goals were and should still be. And that's why this article is called Reclaim May Day. Now, I've got a couple of minutes left, and I think it's worthwhile, and I hope you think too, that I have talked about May Day and the people who were martyred and murdered. They were hung by the forces of oppression of the state in the service of the ruling class, and we have heard some of the words from them as a result of their struggles. on the anniversary of the first May Day, we must apply our ideas to everyday life and class struggle, inside and outside industry, in order to make anarchism a possibility. As Kropotkin put it, quote, "Anarchism was born among the people, and it will continue to be full of life and creative power only as long as it remains a thing of the people." Now, I'm almost up for this show, but I wanted to have some quotes from four of the murdered people, murdered by the state of Illinois in 1886. And the first one is Louis Ling. He said, "I say to you, I despise you. I despise your order. your laws, your forced, propped-up authority. Hang me for it. Albert Parsons is another one of the martyrs, and here's a quote from him. The existing economic system has placed on the markets for sale people's natural rights. A free person is not for sale or for hire. That's Albert Parsons. And here's August Spiers, who says, you may pronounce the sentence upon me, honourable judge, but let the world know that in AD 1886, the state of Illinois, 8 men were sentenced to death because they believed in a better future, because they had not lost their faith in the ultimate victory of liberty and justice. And finally, here's a word from Adolf Fischer, one of the people, martyrs from whom May Day celebration arose, his death. He said, every anarchist is a socialist, but every socialist is not necessarily an anarchist. The communalistic anarchists demand the abolition of political authority, the state. We advocate the communistic or cooperative methods of production. That's Adolf Fischer. Now, you can take or leave what they said, but they are the people to be remembered as the martyrs, and that's what they thought and what's what they had to say about the world and about their struggle and how they fearlessly faced the gallows. And it is with that that I will leave you with a Russian revolutionary song about being in prison. He says, forgive me, father, forgive me, bride, break my wedding ring, close forever my heart, I shall never be a husband or father. I have chosen for myself a life of bondage, my lot is tears and sorrow, but I remain silent and bear my fate, my own hand has taken it. And here is the song. Goodbye.
На шуму городского за Невской башней тишина, лишь на штыке у часового. Прощай, отец, прощай, невеста, сломи свинчальное кольцо, навек закройся мое сердце. будь мне мужем и отцом.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.